Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with your latest local news. The Grand Court murder trial of Devon Emmanuel Wright enters its third week with a day of legal arguments before Justice the Honorable Emma Peters. These arguments, heard without the jury present, are not reportable until the conclusion of the trial and addresses points of law that must be resolved before the trial can proceed. A second day of legal submissions is expected tomorrow, with the trial set to continue on Thursday and could conclude as early as next week. The Grand Court heard further evidence today in the trial of Ricardo Taylor, who denies three counts of indecent assault and two counts of assault by penetration, allegations involving a child. Today, the grandmother of the complainant testified that the child disclosed the alleged incidents back in July 2023 and later provided details about what the child claimed had happened while staying at a residence connected to the defendant. The witness said she urged the child's parent to contact the police and reported that she would report it herself if the mother failed to do so. She later said she attended the MASH unit to ensure a report was made. She also described tensions that later developed with the complainant's mother over the handling of the allegations. The jury was reduced from 7 to 6 members after one jury informed the court that they knew the witness and was excused from further service. A second family member and the mother of the complainant took the stand to give their account. Evidence is expected to continue in the trial when it resumes tomorrow in the main court building. In other local news, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service gets a new deputy commissioner.
I rely on my deputy for strategic support and responsibility for all policing and security, overseeing operational policing, inclusive of all units within the detective and uniform branches of the service.
And Commissioner Kurt Walton tells Radio Cayman Robert Atkin has taken over the role following the retirement of outgoing Deputy Commissioner Anthony Ennis, who served for 45 years. Deputy Commissioner Atkin says it is, quote, a tremendous honour to be appointed.
As Deputy Commissioner, my commitment is to provide strong and visible leadership, support our people, uphold the highest standards of professionalism and integrity, and continue strengthening the trust and confidence that our communities place in the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service.
Also, as the 1st of August, RCIPS has a new Acting Assistant Commissioner of Police.
I am proud of my longtime police colleague and incoming Assistant Commissioner, Brad Ebanks, who has 39 years of service with the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service.
These appointments follow an open recruitment process carried out over the past several months and was overseen by the Police Service Commission. Cayman logged 142 port calls in the first 5 months of this year, up about 1.5% when compared to the same period in 2025. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the breakdown.
The Port Authority statistics for January to May 2026 show a 7% increase in ships trading over 2025. Staff worked 40 days with no ships in port, a 5% increase over last year, but overtime hours fell 25%. More than 270,000 tons of cargo were received through May, a 3% drop when compared to the first 5 months of last year, and a 12% drop when compared to 2024. However, the amount of tons handled per hour did spike nearly 20%. Jamaica remains the most popular origin of cargo imports with more than 78,000 tons, but that's a 10% drop when compared to the same period in 2025. Imports from Colombia tanked 100%, falling from about 7,000 tons in 2025 to zero so far this year. Imports spiked dramatically from the Dominican Republic, though, growing more than 265% to more than 50,000 tons. Import increases were also seen in the Bahamas at 133% and Miami and Palm Beach 22 and 32% respectively. Liquid cargo imports of gas, aviation fuel, and propane all increased in the first quarter. Diesel fell. Cayman saw a 5.6% increase in the number of cruise ship passengers visiting in the first 5 months of the year. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. A new government stipend will support school bus drivers and bus wardens from private bus companies during the summer break, recognizing their role in getting children safely to school.
The Cayman Islands government has approved the summer stipend program for eligible drivers and wardens employed by private companies contracted to provide daily transportation for students attending government schools. The Ministry of Social Development and Innovation says the stipend is intended to help bridge the income gap during the annual school summer break, when schools are closed and those workers are generally not paid. Approximately 161 bus drivers and wardens will be assessed against established criteria, with payments administered under the bus driver and bus warden stipend policy for the 2025-2026 school year. Minister of Education and Training, the Honourable Rolston Anglin, says, quote, "Every child deserves access to a good education, and it starts with getting them to school safely. Our bus wardens and drivers make that possible every day. I am pleased we as a government can support them through this initiative," end quote. Minister Isaac Rankin adds that through the program, the ministry remains, quote, "committed to supporting the people who help keep our communities functioning and our children safe," end quote. The Ministry of Social Development and Initiative says the summer stipend program forms part of a broader strategy to promote financial well-being, support essential workers, and build resilient communities across the Cayman Islands. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
For young Caymanians entering the workforce, getting a foot in the door can be just as important as earning the qualifications. The internship program is giving students a chance to build experience in a professional environment while making connections that could help shape their careers. Radio Cayman's intern Tyler Stewart has more in this report.
Every day is different. I really appreciate that I'm not always doing the same thing every single day.
Placements span different areas of government, giving participants exposure to the day-to-day demands of their chosen fields and a closer look at where their qualifications could take them.
I applied because I wanted to gain that practical experience that would complement what I was already learning in university.
Deputy Chief Officer in the Portfolio of the Civil Service, Ryan Rajkumar Singh, says this year the internship program has expanded beyond work placements, helping students prepare for the recruitment process itself.
This year we've teamed up with the private sector not only to place interns, but actually create workshops. We have workshops on resume writing, interviewing skills, your personal branding.
The program is focused on helping participants position themselves for opportunities even beyond the internship experience, particularly as they begin applying for permanent roles.
If the application come out tomorrow, finish your resume tonight.
For many young Caymanians, narrowing the gap between education and employment is exactly what's needed to carry them as they move into the workforce. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Tyler Stewart.
Thank you, Tyler. Finally this evening, offshore group Morant is putting fresh capital behind technology, talent, and expansion. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has this report.
Morant says it has secured a minority equity investment from a private equity firm called MML. The group says the funds will go toward AI-enabled systems, data infrastructure, and enhanced career pathways for staff. It will also support measured geographic expansion, including selected mergers, strategic law firm partnerships, and lateral hires across leading international finance centers. Morant employs around 1,000 people across 9 of those centers and advises on the laws of the British Virgin Islands, the Cayman Islands, Guernsey, Jersey, and Luxembourg. Chief Executive Jonathan Rigby says the investment doesn't change what Morant is building. It changes the pace at which it can build it. Financial terms were not disclosed. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.